XFM's Nick and Reader Get Fit.
Let's go.
That's something that I've been struggling with, I think, a little bit, is the whole diet thing.
Oh, it is the tough part for me, absolutely.
I think it's not really a thing of quality of food, because I cook a lot. Mm-hmm. I think it's the quantity.
That's the big thing for me.
Like, I made a whole pie over the weekend, and I live alone. Who's going to eat that pie but me? You know what I mean?
But just don't eat it all at once. Spread it out.
Yeah.
You know, ration it out a little bit.
Well, I'd saved you a piece, too, but, like, I got to worry about that portion control thing. That's mm-hmm. what it is. Like, because I'm going to Easter dinner this weekend. What am I going to do? Am I going to watch myself? Am I going to indulge a little bit? Plus, Easter candy's on sale right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, like, we had our Easter dinner yesterday.
Yeah.
Or with the whole family there. And one plate. That was it for me.
Hey, not bad.
You know, and I mean, I used to be able to pack away at least a couple of heaping plates.
Yeah.
In my younger days when my metabolism just worked like a furnace.
The halcyon days of Craig Reed's appetite.
Yeah, but now as I get a little older, it's like, okay, do I need that extra plate full of meat and potatoes and stuff? I may want it. I don't necessarily need it. And it's working with my brain to understand, okay, I don't need this. Just have enough to keep that furnace going.
Yeah. So my advice to you would be the only plates that you should be crushing are 45 pounders at the gym. You feel me?
Oh.
Yeah.
45s.
If you're interested in joining the group fitness, you can come down to Anytime Fitness here in Yorkton or their Esterhazy location. Talk to the great staff, the great coaches. They're going to help you get fit. Like, I'm even starting to notice it too. I'm looking a little trim. We posted a photo on our Facebook page and I'm actually surprised I have a neck.
Sweet.
Yeah, it's been a while since I've had one of those.
Bert and Ernie.
Mac and cheese.
Batman and Robin.
Hall and Oates.
Nick and Reader on Fox FM.
Some things are better in pairs.
Use your imagination.
More hits, more favorites.
Fox FM.
Post April Fool's Day, and we were briefly talking about some April Fool's Day gags. One of my favorites was a video of parents giving their kids dark chocolate for Easter instead of milk chocolate.
I'd be upset with that.
Why would you? Really? I like dark chocolate.
I do not like dark chocolate.
It's really funny to see the reactions to, like, immediately from smiling to just frowning.
It's like, this is not as delicious as what I'd hoped for.
Reader, I gotta tell you about the most savage April Fool's Day joke I've ever seen.
Okay.
Friends of mine in Saskatoon, they pranked their nephew. Apparently, the whole family were visiting the Remy Modern, the new art gallery in Saskatoon, mm-hmm. a couple weeks back, and he accidentally broke something there. It was like a piece of, like a guiding rope or whatever.
Okay.
At the Modern. So, I bet you the kid feels really bad, but I'm sure they didn't tell anybody about it, because a few weeks later, my friends sent a letter around the family from the Saskatoon police. And I'm using heavy air quotes, trying to get the kid to confirm that he was a suspect in this crime because it was property damage. That,
oh, my.
It looks perfect. They used a watermark and everything. Like, it's a proper letter. So much so that I got fooled when I first read it. I was
really?
Like, oh, what is this? What's going on? And then I saw the story in the comments and I had to ask about it. That's crazy.
Oh, my goodness.
I am so stoked that nobody does pranks to me on that end. Because I would be very scared all the time on April 1st. I already am working in radio.
You just want to lock yourself away in your house and go incommunicado with the entire world for that entire 24-hour period.
I gotta tell you, though, it's an excuse to just keep doing what I normally do on weekends, though, because, spoiler alert, I hardly left the house this weekend.
Nick and Reader are two big dudes.
Fox FM orders their announcers by the pound.
Gotta pay the price.
More hits, more favorites.
Fox FM.
I saw an article saying that Jerome Iginla's signed a contract with the Oilers for a year. And I was like, that's malarkey.
Oh.
But you know what? There's some Oilers fan out there just hoping and praying that that's true.
Not gonna happen.
It's not. Your team's not making the playoffs. Probably not next year either. We're sorry. Not really. Here's Train.
Fox FM News with Reader.
And Robbie Pepper can answer questions in Italian, German, and English. He's also a robot, billed as Italy's first robot concierge. Robbie will be deployed all season at a hotel on the popular Lake Garda to help relieve the desk staff of simple, repetitive questions. Robbie's been taught a list of questions such as the locations of the spa, restaurants, and opening hours. The summer tourist season will provide Robbie with a crash course in unexpected questions, not to mention accents, which will improve his vocabulary and ability to answer.
Oh, great. Yeah, just what we need. Italian Terminator.
He'd be like a romantic Terminator. I'll be back.
No, he'd be like a Rivederci.
Yes. That would be great. But still give it Arnie's accent for no good reason.
We keep giving away our million-dollar ideas on the radio.
I know.
We gotta stop.
Oh, man.
Reader is getting physically fit in 2018.
Yeah.
Nick just wants to stop jiggling when he brushes his teeth.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
Because, Reader, not only did I make Jell-O over the weekend, I made a coconut pie.
Sweet. Did you eat anything with any nutritional value over the weekend?
Oh, no, I did. I had friends over the weekend. And Chris Ash came over and drank all my beer and ate my pie. But I don't know. I got on this cooking kick, but it was a pre-mixed package of pie filling.
Okay.
And it was a pre-made pie crust. So all I did was just take those two things, mash them together, put them in my fridge, and then I had pie hours later.
What kind of pie?
It was coconut.
Mm.
Here's the thing, though. This is something that I want to try to do now, is make pie from scratch.
Okay.
Because when I cook normally, I make a lot of stuff from scratch. It's kind of like my favorite thing to do when I cook, is I try to make as much stuff from scratch as possible.
Yeah.
And I learned that over the weekend while I was doing Jell-O and making this pie that, you know, I want to make that pie from scratch. I don't want to buy a pie crust.
Okay.
And just because I feel like I'm cheating, you know? Like, the pie still turned out amazing.
Yeah.
Like, I've gotten rave reviews on my old coconut pie here.
Excellent.
But I just thought about that. Like, have you ever had that desire to just try something way out of your comfort zone like that?
I haven't gotten real crazy. I mean, I'll try stir fries and different, you know, relatively simple things, I guess. Mm-hmm. But I haven't gotten into anything too detailed or really involved where there's a lot of steps and you're making different aspects of the dish and then you have to put it all together.
Because I didn't really eat most of the pie that I made. So would I be more proud if I made it all from scratch and then people enjoyed it? Because I'm still pretty proud of myself that I made a pie over the weekend, even though I just followed directions on a box.
I think step one and key number one is just making it right the first time and having it turn out well. And then that gives you the confidence, the mental strength, the fortitude to be able to go out and say, I'm going to do this and make everything from scratch.
You know, I love that you're so supportive and complimentary of me today, especially about this, but I know exactly why. I see right through you. All you want is a piece of pie.
I love pie.
Like, don't worry. I saved you one. You don't have to compliment me. You don't have to butter me up,
yes.
Dude.
Mork and Mindy.
Laverne and Shirley.
Nick and Reader.
All shows.
That's it. Really, just two name shows.
More hits, more favorites.
Fox FM.
Chris Ash came over to my place on Saturday, Reader.
Oh.
Yeah, we just hung out. He drank all my beer, ate some pie. And he was telling me about his new couch. Now, I'm pretty sure he's going to be talking about this today, so I'm not going to really tell the story. But it got me thinking, because the night prior, I downloaded an app on my phone that lets me shop for furniture and home decor.
Mm.
And I thought to myself, boy, I'm a grown-up, aren't I? That I just get absolutely stoked about looking at new couches.
Ah.
Because, okay,
so
little context. On Friday, I was just doing my normal weekend ritual of waking up super early and walking around aimlessly at Walmart. And I found some glasses, some like drinking cups. And I was like, oh, these are super cool. Totally my style. So I picked them up. And I kind of went down this spiral of just looking at dishes and place settings. And then I was like, oh, well, I'm going to look at coffee tables and entertainment centers and couches, and I'm basically just building my dream house on an app on my phone. Do you ever have that?
You just, yeah, you go and you think, that would look nice. Ooh, I could use that in my bedroom. This is a nice whatever, a kitchen table or a bedroom set or...
I gotta tell you something. One thing that I don't get stoked on, lamps.
Really?
Yeah. That's the one thing I could care... I couldn't care any less about lamps.
I want a nice bed.
Yeah?
That's what I look at.
I feel like, yeah, you know what? You graduate. You start off with the mattress on the floor, and then you move up to a bed frame, and then you move up to like a proper bed.
Yeah. It's funny how over the years you go from, man, I want that Xbox, to, man, a bed would be nice.
Yeah, like, I'm not even thinking about like buying records or video games.
No.
I'm like, boy, wouldn't it be so cool to get a new couch? Maybe something mid-century modern, you know, maybe out of fabric, so the upkeep on it is pretty low.
The gradual maturing process.
Oh, my God. I don't want to be an adult.
Catch Nick and Reader Monday to Friday mornings on Fox FM.
I like that.